Now that the dust has settled on last week's federal budget, I thought it was very timely to have a chat to my next guest. He is our program sponsor, Denny Maher from Fiducia Private Wealth Management. Welcome to the King Review.
Morning, Gavin. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, we should say, as we do, that any advice from Denny today is to be treated as general advice only. Now, Denny, like I said, I think it's good to have a chat about the budget now because there's so much noise, so much attention on it all week. Last week, people were bombarded with information. I feel like it's hard to really digest anything. So it's good to get you on for a couple of matters out of that budget. I guess, first of all, your point of view, the general impact, the economic impact of that budget from last week. Your thoughts on will it stimulate the economy? Will it be good for us going forward? Your quick thoughts on that.
Well, first up, Gavin, you know, it's the best Labor budget handed down by an LNP government forever.
It is.
They certainly opened the purse strings and are spending some money. But, you know, really, when you look at the effect it should have on the economy, I think it's all a positive. There's things in there for almost every sector of the economy. I guess tourism spending spending on places like Cairns was a little disappointing, given that international borders aren't opening anytime soon. But, you know, if you look at the stimulus that they're providing, we're pretty much through the riskiest period of the downturn, or of the recovery, sorry. And you know, we should see markets, both property share markets, the broader economy in general, react to that stimulus in a positive way.
And how long does that stimulus? I heard some commentary again last week in the absolute storm of commentary about the budget that, you know, it obviously takes some time for this stuff to filter through. It's one thing to announce them with some big headlines and speeches on the floor of Parliament, but that do take some time to filter through. Any thoughts on that? Is it a 6 month wait? Is it a 12 month wait longer?
A lot of the actual changes, the material changes in the budget aren't slated to actually come into effect until mid-2022. So, but there's a confidence factor. If you know that things are on the board and are going to happen, people will generally start to change what they need to change to take advantage of that. Inflation's been a topical point this week, and whether this spending and stimulus will kick inflation into gear, there is that risk. Most economists are saying they don't expect that to happen until 2023, and even then it would be a modest rise in inflation, which would then also bring a rise in interest rates, one would expect. That obviously will cool things a little bit, particularly in the property sector. But again, it's 2023 that they're expecting that to occur, so it's a fair way out, all things considered.
And some concerns about inflation over in the States, I note, in the last couple of weeks. So that's definitely one to watch. Now, you're absolutely best placed to talk about this next question, Denny Maher from Fiducia. Superannuation changes. It's always a hot topic around election time and budget time, super. But there were some very interesting changes, I think, to super out of this budget last week. Can you run listeners through, I guess, the practical impacts, the practical changes that might impact some of our listeners in terms of their super?
Sure. So one of the biggest ones for Gavin, for me, was the change to the $450 minimum earnings per month before you got superannuation guarantee paid. So that has a really big impact on two sectors that I see. People in the gig economy who are maybe driving an Uber, maybe waiting at a restaurant, none of those employers had to pay super if they're earning less than $450 a month. So people weren't getting super paid in some cases. And the other part is for women, particularly women that have left full-time employment to maybe do part-time work whilst they're raising children. They were missing out largely on a lot of superannuation contributions, which now this budget means, again, from 2022, superannuation will have to be paid from dollar one. So that augurs well for people's retirement savings, and women in particular. Changes to the downsizer contribution into super. So this was brought in by this government a number of years ago to facilitate people who may be over 65 getting out of their large houses where they had a lot of capital tied up. Baby boomers had a lot of capital tied up in their principal place of residence. And the idea was that they could make a contribution that didn't count against caps, various caps and things, into super and plan for their retirement. They've now actually lowered the age for that to age 60, which is a positive move. Mm. You know, from a government perspective, you would expect that there'd be more people self-funding their retirement that way. Mm. And also removal of the work test, or partial removal of the work test. Up until now, if you were 65 or over, you had to satisfy a work test, which was 30 hours in any 40-day period, to be able to contribute to superannuation. They've removed that. So now if you're over 65 and under 70, you can still put money into superannuation. It's a very tax-effective environment in which to fund your retirement.
Mm. And given that we're all expected to work longer and going forward, some of those changes, very, very timely, very positive.
I think they're positive changes that will lead to more people self-funding. There is a funding shortfall, obviously. We're an ageing population. And you know, the welfare spend is widely criticised, but that spend on retirees is only going to get greater if we don't self-fund or incentivise people to self-fund.
And what about Fiducia, your team down there on Spence Street? How's business? We hear about a building boom. We hear restaurants are doing quite well. Tourism's bouncing back. Are people coming to you due to uncertainty in the global economy? How's business?
Gavin, most of our work hasn't actually come as a result of uncertainty around markets or anything like that. And I've never been busier. This last probably 6 weeks has been the busiest period I've had in certainly that I can remember in the last 10 years. Mm. And the new inquiry that's coming or the new referrals that are coming have been wide and varied. We're helping people with family law issues. We're helping people with young couples looking to use some equity that they've built up through this period to diversify. We're looking at some, we're helping retirees. It's been wide and varied. I'm even helped doing a PTSD related claim for a veteran, which is, that sort of work can be very rewarding.
Mm. Denny Ma from Fiducia Private Wealth Management. Look these guys up, particularly around some of those changes out of the budget that we just chatted about, some of the super changes. How do they affect you? Get some of that personalised advice from the team at Fiducia. Denny Ma, thanks for being on The King Review.
Thanks, Gavin.